Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Our guest today, violinist Patrick Bismuth, is a teacher of Baroque violin at the conservatories of Paris and Versailles and has played with noted Baroque ensembles all over the world. He is also the founder of the ensemble La Tempesta, whose mission is to play undiscovered music from the 17th and 18th centuries and to interpret that music in a way that illustrates the passion and enthusiasm of the time. The restrictions of court behavior during the Baroque period are reflected in the highly structured music, but the ever-present human element is brought out in the virtuosic and bold interpretations of La Tempesta. The Alliance Française of Philadelphia is presenting La Tempesta in a concert of Baroque music in cooperation with the French American Cultural Foundation of the French Embassy at the Curtis Institute on October 11th at 7 p.m. Welcome to Crossover, Patrick Bismuth, violinist extraordinaire, I might add.
Yes.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you. Finally, we got together, didn't we?
Yeah. It was a bit difficult, you know, because my little girl was born just yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, my goodness. So you've been up all night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful for you. Well,
yeah, I'm very happy.
Well, I won't keep you too long. I was very impressed with the beauty of your playing. You are going to be playing with your group for a very special occasion here. I think it's sponsored by the Alliance Française.
Yeah.
And the group is called La Tempesta. Tell us
yes.
a little bit about that group and what your aim is and the kind of music that you are actually featuring.
Well, this group is one of the French, not French, but French ensembles playing Baroque music, and the main aim is to let the audience know of one particular point of view about the interpretation of early music. We play on historic instruments, and there are different. It's composed of for the circumstance where we were going to play in Washington and Philadelphia. We have four performers, but it can be also 12 or. Or even more, we sometimes can do operas, Baroque operas, or a very important and numerous ensemble.
We have some recordings of yours that are quite specific, I guess we should say, to a certain period, which
yeah.
is probably the early 17th century up through the late 18th.
Yes.
Yes.
Because one of the music I like particularly is the music, Italian music of the early 17th century. And well, we play this music. And we also played German music, I mean Austrian music of this period, because these two musics, Italian and Austrian are linked historically because many composers from north of Italia came to Austria and vice versa. So that we find Italian style in Austrian music and Austrian style in Italian music at this period.
Well,
and this is a music very very expressive, expressionist. You know,
but well, it's also you kind of you seem to suggest that it is the beginning of opera.
Yeah, that's right, because all this instrumental music we play is based on the new style illustrated by Monteverdi's opera. This is an operatic instrumental music because we can find in this instrumental music all the characteristics of the vocal music of the beginning of the century.
There were changes that took place at this point where, as you say, it was the beginning of a new way of writing music.
The changes are very, very simple. From a music, a polyphonic music, the music evolved from the music written for six voices, for instance.
Yes,
it was transformed to music written for just soprano, for instance, just one voice, and basso continuo.
Yes,
which is one melody, one bass melody,
yes.
Which was chiffre. No, in English, chiffre, the beziffern. And the players, for instance, organist or harpsichordist.
Well, that was chordal music. You had chordal music with a voice above it.
Yes, so there was. Harpsichordists were improvising.
Yes, because of the figured bass. Yeah.
So that is mainly the huge difference between the former music and the new style, as they say, la seconda pratica in Italian.
Okay, so in other words, you went from music that was written out to more improvisation?
Not only improvisation, because improvisation is part of this music, but it's mainly the huge difference resides in the way of interpreting, the way of declaiming,
yeah.
I mean, not declaiming, no, no, in English.
It's okay.
The
stating.
Music, like an actor. You have to, in your interpretation of the music, to act the music, like in a film, like in a theater, in a play. It is very, it's a way of interpreting very expressionist. It's based also on the idea of rhetorics.
Yes, speaking.
Yeah,
speaking, oral production. Well, but in the music that you play on your album, say, how many instruments are playing?
Depends on of the album. For instance, in Bieber.
Well, no, I'm talking about la vocalité instrumentale.
Yeah, but we are only three instrumentists. Harpsichord, violoncello, and violin.
So now you have Baroque instruments. Do you have a viola da gamba? Do you use?
No. It is just...
regular cello.
A Baroque cello.
And yours is a Baroque violin as well.
Yes, of course. And it's a very early made...
yes, they're
violin.
Very, very ancient. What is it, 18th century, your violin?
No, in this record, I played two violins. One, which was made in the 18th century.
Yes.
It is 1756.
Yes.
And the other was a copy of an Amati.
Amati, okay.
Which is very earlier and very typical of the voice, instrumental voice of this period.
Is it different to play the Baroque instruments from the modern?
Yes, it's very different. I'd say that the main difference is that the Baroque instrument is has very lighter settings. I don't know if it's the right word, but the réglage in French.
The regulation.
So that it's so light that you cannot force things. You cannot play with the big violence.
Oh, you mean like the tension of the string?
Yeah, exactly.
The tension of the string is loose.
Yes, exactly.
And so is the bow loose, isn't it? The bow
not,
as well?
Not loose, but the bow is different because it's differently balanced.
Yes.
The edge is very lighter than a modern bow.
Uh-huh. So it's you have a softer, rounder sound. Soft. Perhaps.
With the Baroque bow, you mean?
With just the Baroque instruments in general.
Well, might be rounder, might be softer, but might be also rawer, because you can have some very raw colors with this instrument, and a very early composer. It was that has written treatise music. Said Dalla Casa, speaking about violin, said the violin is the very beautiful instrument, but can be can have a very
rough
sound, you know, when it is not very well played.
That goes for the new instruments too, I think.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, but when you play on a gut string,
yes,
you have both the qualities and the faults. But if you miss something in the bowing, it's harder. It's more difficult, and it doesn't forgive.
I see. So it's more demanding. Well, it's very interesting. I mean, it is a great art to learn to play the Baroque music and the Baroque instruments. Where did you study, and how did you begin to form this ensemble?
This ensemble was founded about... I don't remember exactly, but 15 years, something like that, with some friends. I had in the Conservatoire.
At Paris?
And when I was a student, I was in the Conservatoire de Paris, and
oui.
I studied, I mean, not normal, but usual modern music and repertoire, romantic repertoire,
yes.
And all the usual repertoire of the violinist. But I was frustrated of the lack of Baroque music.
Uh-huh. Ah, well,
so
yes,
that,
yes.
Mm. Yes, and I found, and with my
interesting
my friend, we thought that it was it lacks the minimal logics, because it's not possible to understand
the contemporary
the violent techniques and the music of the 18th century, for instance, without knowing the idiom and the repertoire of the 17th century.
Yes, you are so right, because in the conservatories, they tend to skip over that. They don't, consider it's already done. You know, now let's move on to something new. So you actually studied in the Conservatoire à Paris.
Yes.
And, you formed this group to bring to the public the beauties of this kind of music.
Yes, and not only to bring out, because many ensemble exist of this sort, but to let the public, the audience, know of
other composers.
Yes,
unknown composers.
Not only unknown, but unknown and good. And
yes.
Composers.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And also to speak of a traditional way of interpreting an old tradition who is not obvious mm-hmm. in the text, who is not visible in the musical texts, who is known by a person who have read the treatises of this epoch, this...
Yes, this period. Yes, I see. So now, did you do that yourself, or did you know people in the music
I'm
business?
Well, I'm ashamed, because I am an autodidact. And at that time, 20 years ago, I was, I just read lots of treatises and hear to lots of ensembles. And that's, I played with the very early pioneers, I should say, ensembles, like your compatriot, Les Arts Florissants.
Les Florissants, wonderful,
And Jean-Claude Malgoire.
Malgoire, sure, Les Curies,
what is it?
Then you have played with some outstanding groups.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Of course, in the, was it the 60s or the 50s, the early music became very popular.
Yes.
People wanted to study,
Yeah, it began to be popular, but not completely, I'd say, accepted, completely cautioned.
Very chic. To play, yes, that's what it was. We're speaking with Patrick Bismuth today on Crossover. He is founder and leader of La Tempesta. Now, I want to ask you, what will you be playing at the concert for the Alliance Française?
Yes, so we will be playing a musical, a short piece of Rebel, Jean Ferry Rebel, who was... one of the 24 violinists of the cour de Louis XIV.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
piece of music is Chaconne.
Okay.
So the concert begins by Chaconne, by Jean Ferré Rebel, and then we'll have two sonatas by Jean-Marie Leclerc.
I must ask you about Leclerc.
Yeah,
is he the one that was killed, or did he commit suicide? One of them wound up in Charenton, I think, sanitarium.
Yeah, he was assassinated.
Leclerc.
Leclerc, and Well, it's awful. He was struck by 20, 30 couteaux. How do you say that in English? Knife.
Stabbed? Yeah, with a knife. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And that was horrible.
How old was he?
And there is another virtuose, French virtuose, who also was assassinated in a very bad way. It was Guillemin.
Mm.
Louis Guillemin. And I don't know if it's the fate of French violinists.
You must be very careful.
Yeah.
It's funny how you remember things about Leclerc. Some of his music is so very beautiful, but people talk about the fact that he was assassinated. So it's very interesting. So now you will be playing again, a Chaconne, you said, of the composer is who?
Jean-Ferry Rebel. And then two sonatas by Leclerc.
Okay.
And at the end of the concert, I will be playing the sonata of the fourth book. In the concert ends with Chaconne of this sonata, the eighth sonata of the fourth book.
Of.
And we'll have also a virtual sonata by the cellist Hajer Anana. Will be playing a sonata by Barrière.
Mm-hmm.
It's a French violoncellist and French composer. Very interesting music. And you will be able to hear to some pieces of harpsichords by. A transcription made by an 18th century composer of Louis Couperin, of François Couperin le Grand piece. And then you will have also a sonata by Corelli.
Oh, my.
You know, because I wanted to illustrate the fact that Leclerc has has made a synthesis Italian and French styles.
Oh, interesting.
So I will be playing a sonata by Corelli, the third sonata of the Opus 5.
Yes. Now... Again, what are the dates for this concert?
9th of October.
Yes.
In the Maison de France at Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And then the 11th at the Curtis Institute.
Oh, you'll be here at Curtis, yes.
Yeah, and in Philadelphia. And the 12th. At Baltimore.